Hello, beauty bosses. Welcome to the Beauty Boss Essentials Podcast. This series offers tips and training to direct sellers, affiliate, and network marketers.
Hear real life stories and tips from the top. We will cover trending topics from beauty to business.
We are your hosts, Emily
and Matt Stevens,
National Avon Top Leader, Independent Sales Representative, and Beauty Blogger. For more tips, visit beautybossessentials.com and subscribe to see the newest training for your beauty business. Welcome back, beauty bosses. I am really excited about convention season. Convention for Avon is in less than a week. So we're going to San Antonio the first weekend of August, and we're driving. We're driving from South Carolina. We're going to be really brave. Are we crazy? Are we crazy for driving?
I don't think so. I mean, it's I enjoy driving, so I mean, it'll be kind of cool. I've never actually, Texas is one of them I've never been to before.
Same.
Out of all of our travels, so never ever been to anywhere in Texas. So I think it'd be kind of cool to make that drive and see everything. So it's not too far, but it's not too close either.
But it's far. It's pretty far. But we just, you know, with airlines, not only prices, but like flights being canceled and all that, we just, you know what? We're going to drive, and then I can pack what I want to pack and bring all the shoes and all the outfits and all the snacks.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we're doing it, I guess. So we just... I like driving, so I'm looking forward to the actual drive part of it.
It's going to be an adventure, and we're carpooling with another couple, and I'm really excited. I think it's going to be such a fun road trip. So we're carpooling with Whitney and Micah Klein, and it's going to be such a good time. So if you see us at convention, will you stop and say hey and let us know that you have listened to the podcast? We love hearing your thoughts and what you might want to hear next on the podcast. So maybe your topic will be talked about next time. But yeah, super excited for convention. It's the can't miss event of the year. And if you're not with Avon, you probably feel the same way about your company's convention as well. It really is the momentum that can project your business into fourth quarter and the next year, really.
Yeah, definitely stop and say hello. I know Emily knows a whole lot more of you all than I do, but I always enjoy meeting new people. Always enjoy talking to new people. So definitely stop, say hello, let us know that you listen. Any questions you got for us, anything like that, you know, hey, or just chit chat, whatever. So it's all good.
And we'll see you there. I can't wait. This week, I am excited to kind of talk about social media, yes, but kind of on a different spin. We're going to talk about swap outs or switch outs, how you can look at social media a little bit different and a little bit more in a personal way. So we're going to have you think about going back to the basics. Maybe you've been with Avon for a really long time and you're used to that, you know, ding dong, Avon calling, knocking on doors, talking to people in person and building relationships. And we've said it many times before on this podcast, this is a relationship business. And I think at the core of that is the concept that it's not about you. It's about them. It's about who you're serving and what their problems are and what problems that you can fix and solve because of your business as a result of your products. I mean, you're not selling a product as much as you're selling the results that product is going to give your customers. So you can't forget that this is a relationship business. I think sometimes, I'm sorry, relationship business, yes, but we're in the service industry. And I think sometimes when you think about a occupation or a business in the service industry, maybe you're thinking restaurant or something in hospitality or the hotel industry or travel, but really when you have a product or service that solves people's problems, you're in the service industry. And I think that's so important to remember when you're thinking about customers, talking about customers, trying to find customers, is look for opportunities to serve. And when you're serving and solving problems, that is going to bring you success in your business.
And my business, my company, the company that I work for, I see it in a lot of retail businesses, just in retail in general. So true. What you see is a lot of times when you walk into a store and you see the newest thing, right? Like typically a lot of stores will put the brand new item, you know, they have, some places even have like racks, whole racks, or even displays dedicated just to new items. So when you walk in, you immediately see the new item. You see the newest trend. Or a good example is Celsius. So if you know what Celsius is, it's kind of like it's like a new energy drink.
I was gonna say, it's been around. Celsius?
It's actually been around for. It's been around for a couple of years, but it's really gained traction over the last probably year and a half. And so it's like a healthier energy drink. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it really, 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 really took off because what did they market? They marketed that it was healthy. So now it's like, well, I don't need that Red Bull or the, you know, all the other, you know, Monster, all the other ones, because what they were doing is they were basically saying, you still want to have an energy drink, but we're going to give you an alternative, a healthy alternative, right? Hmm. So what do? We put it up in front, right? So because it started taking off and then we were building displays to it. I think back to like Atkins, like when I was... I've seen it all. So being in my business, I've seen all the new trends. And whenever there's a new diet trend, especially working in food retail. So one of the things that happens is a lot of times it's new and exciting things and people start gravitating toward those items and they want to see what's new. So you put them out there in front of them. Mm-hmm. You don't hide them in the back. Like you don't hide them and like, where can I put this to make the customer look for it? You know, you don't do that. You put it out in front of them so they can see it because that's pretty much what they're going to. And I remember with Atkins turned into this, like, what was it? Probably 10 to 15 years ago. It like just blew up like overnight.
You're referring to the Atkins diet, like where it's low carb and
they had their own product. They came out with their own product line. I remember building end caps with nothing but Atkins products on it.
Right.
Like to do that, to put that out there, like you're really putting that out there. You're putting it on display. Like when you put something on an end cap, like you're really pushing it. You're showing that up front in the customer's face because most likely they're looking for it. So I like what you're, I think it's similar to what you're saying is that, you know, when you look at an ad, everything new and exciting and what's going to be the best price is always on the front page, right? And you walk into the grocery store, everything that's on great prices, new and exciting is right there in front of your face, right? And I think I'm not a big social media person, so I'm just trying to relate to what you're saying. And I kind of feel like that's kind of relating to what you're saying because my job is to serve that customer because I need to know what that customer is coming in to shop for. And if all I do is make end caps of Cheerios and bread, well, then that's you know,
right?
It's no one's going to come in and shop. I mean, people are still going to shop, but are they really trying anything else? Are they really buying anything else? Am I getting more sales out of that? Probably not.
You are realizing who your audience is, what they are probably looking for based on trends in the industry. And I think that's a great conversation to have with your customer, a healthier option. You know, speaking of, you have to have people to serve if you're in the service industry. So the minute you run out of people to serve, you no longer have a customer, right? And if you don't have customers, that means you're out of business. So a very common problem or obstacle that I see, especially with newer representatives, they're newer to the business, is they say things like, I don't have anybody to talk to. Well, in order to have more people to talk to, you have to find more people to talk to. That seems kind of redundant and silly, but it's true. You know, when you first start this business, you probably contacting the people that they're considered your warm market, the people that you already know, your friends and family who love you, who want to see you be successful, who want to support you in the business. That's great and that's fine. And that's obviously the first people that you're going to talk to about your business that you're super excited about. But what happens when you've already exhausted your warm list, your warm market? You have to find new people to talk to if you want to sustain growth in your business. And so when representatives, you know, who are fairly new, come to me and say, I don't have anybody else to talk to. Well, okay, let's find you more people to talk to. And that's where social media can come in and help you if you're doing it right. If you're doing social media in a way that is going to put you in front of new and different people so that you have more people to talk to, so that you have more people to serve. I mean, that's the whole point, right? So you've got to put yourself in a situation on social where you are finding new conversations to have with new people. I mean, just kind of giving you a story and a situation to think about is, like, I remember my first week of college, and, you know, being a young 19-year-old girl, what's on my mind? Boys, right? So, like, if I want to meet new people, if I want to meet boys, like, what am I going to do? Am I going to sit in my dorm room all day and just twiddle my thumbs and just hope and pray and have faith that I'm going to meet the guy of my dreams? Or am I going to put myself in a social situation where I can meet the guy of my dreams, right? I'm going to maybe go to a volleyball game or something, right, Matt?
That's where I came in. Change your life.
Changed my life forever.
Have we told that story? So we've met. Emily and I actually met at college in Iowa, and we met through a mutual friend who happened to be Emily's roommate, and we met at a volleyball game. So I had gone to a volleyball game. I had saw your roommate and Emily together, and she introduced me to you, and that was that. that was when we first met, and that was when I met the woman of my dreams. Aww. So that was 1998.
You're it's good aging times. Me.
I'm aging myself because I'm older than you.
A little bit, not much. It's true, though. I mean, if you want to meet people, you've got to put yourself in a situation where you can meet people. So if you're on Facebook, maybe join a group. So maybe you like to cook. Join a group about cooking. Maybe you like to grill and smoke the meats, right, Matt? You're going to join a group that talks about grilling and smoking the meats, right? You're meeting people there.
That's literally my social media. That's the extent of my social media. The extent of my social media, the pages that I like, are anything related to the Chicago Cubs. Okay, first one, right? all the grills, you know, anything about smoking, anything that pertains to Traeger or Blackstone, because I also love my Blackstone grill. So anything that falls into those two groups, I follow a lot. And then obviously old school wrestling. So I follow groups like that. And that's the extent of my social media.
But in those groups, you have expanded your network and you have met new people and have new people to talk to about the topics that you like. So get in groups that you have common interests with that you can offer value inside those groups and start to have conversations and meet new people and build relationships with people. So groups are just one example of how you can get in front of new people to talk to on social media.
And I am not a big, I've said it over and over again, I'm not a big like major social media, like everything, comment on everything. You know, a lot of people that's like, they love to like everything. They love to comment on everything. I mean, that if that's your thing, great. I just don't get on it enough to really do it to that extent. But I will agree with you on that. It has brought some of that out of me, being in parts of these groups, because I can see something and I can ask a question on there, like, how did you do that? Or I remember there was one time where there's an issue with how I was cleaning my grill. Actually, the Blackstone. I was trying to figure out a better way. I was having a problem cleaning it, like getting it clean like I wanted it. And I had saw somebody post a picture of them after they were done cleaning, and it looked amazing. So I commented on it, and then now it's like every time I post anything about it, that person, you know, I ended up being friends with them on Facebook, and then mm-hmm. that person likes anything I post. And so it's just, I've had all those experiences. And then we've talked about the old school 80s wrestling group that I'm in, and I've made tons of friends, like, I guess, you know, social media friends through there. So it's been, you know, it definitely brought it out of me, joining those groups, because it literally will get you to ask the questions, because you'll see something you like, you'll see, you'll want to know how to do something, and it gets you to ask those questions, and it engages you.
Exactly. You met those people and have built a relationship based on a common interest that you share. It's exactly the point. So if you are, again, trying to use social media to break through for your business and meet new people and having more people to talk to so that you have more people to serve, keep that in mind. You know, this is a relationship business and you're building relationships with people around you. Don't give up. Don't give up showing up and stay consistent. People are watching you. I think we talk about this quite often. People are watching you and they're building a relationship with you, even though you might not realize that they're watching you, right? You might still be priming them and prepping them to take action with you. So as you're posting about your life, day in the life of what you're doing, as you're showing up consistently with your product, why you love them and what it does for you, they're seeing that. They're watching that. They're inspired by that. And they are building up to wanting to take action with you. And so, you know, I say this to my team all the time, just because they don't respond doesn't mean they don't hear you. They are watching you. They are hearing you. They're just maybe not ready yet. So don't stop showing up on social because you're not seeing those immediate results. Results on social media does take time. I mean, think about it. What I just said, people watching you are building a relationship with you, even though you might not know them yet. But they're watching you. And eventually, when they are ready to engage in or take action with you, whether that's buying from you or joining you in the business, you can't quite measure how far along they are in that relationship. And so you have to keep showing up. So I know we've talked about vanity metrics before, and you know, it's so hard not to get wrapped up in those vanity metrics, because that's what you can see, right? They're building a relationship with you on their end that you can't see, but you can see those vanity metrics. And what I mean by vanity metrics are the likes, you know, the comments. How many followers do I have? How many views did I get on that video? And I think it's so easy to get wrapped up in those vanity metrics equaling your success on social media. But success on social media when it comes to your business is not about likes and views. It's about how many people are taking action with you in the business. How many people are joining as a result of you being on social media? How many people are buying from you, shopping from you as a result of you being on social media? So again, like, you could have 2,000 followers, but no one's buying from you. I don't think that's successful. But you could have 200 followers and 200 people are buying from you. That's success. That's how you measure success. So I posted something on my social channel today, Beauty Boss Essentials, and I'll post it over on the podcast as well. It's a chart about, you know, those vanity metrics that you might be focusing on social media, those likes, those comments. So instead of focusing on those things, I gave you guys some ideas on things that you can focus on instead, those things that are going to bring you actual results. So for example, instead of worrying about how many comments I got, why don't you focus on engaging with the people in the comments? Because again, it's not about you, it's about them. So if someone does comment on your post, comment back, respond, and engage, right? Ask them a question. Try to get an actual conversation going by asking questions about them and what their needs are. So I don't know, you might learn something about how you can serve them. If you're, you know, so obsessed about the how many likes you have and how many views you have, instead, when someone likes your post, go back and return the favor. Engage with other people on their pages, like their pages, and comment on others in your industry to again, you know, build relationships with them. So take a look at that post over on my page on Instagram or Facebook, Beauty Boss Essentials. And I hope that little chart or graph will give you some ideas on making your presence on social media just a little bit more personal in an effort to build relationships with those people and find new people to talk to. I also have a video on YouTube, 8 mistakes you might be making on social media. This was actually a whole podcast episode we did. Remember, Matt, 8 mistakes you might be making on social media. So if you haven't watched that on YouTube, go ahead and give it a listen. I think it can help maybe redirect you a little bit if you feel like you're kind of stuck and you haven't made the progress you want to make on social media, whether that's Instagram or Facebook. And you know, that's the thing too. There are other platforms and other ways to get your business out there other than Instagram and Facebook. Like, those are the two most common ones, Instagram and Facebook. But you can have a blog, you can be on Pinterest, YouTube, of course, Google My Business. I mean, there's lots of other free ways to get your business out there online other than social media. So don't get stuck on social media, and make sure you're exploring all of the different ways to get your business out there online. I also want to translate this a little bit into the world of recruiting, because that's a common question as well. It's a hot topic constantly inside of our group on Facebook for Avon Reps Timeless Beauty Lessons. the concept of how do I recruit? No one wants to join my team. Well, that is your problem. My team. You're making it about you instead of making it about them. Why do they need to be in this business? Why do they need to join Avon? I mean, if you're always saying my team, you're already turning them off because, again, you're making it about you and you needing to grow your team versus what do they need out of the business? What kind of results do they need to see to meet their needs? Do they want to be a stay-at-home mom? Are they just trying to pay the light bill or buy groceries this week? What is it that they need? Because when you discover her need or her goal and you help her reach that goal and she's making as much money as she needs to make, why would she ever leave?
This pertains to almost any business, and you put it into recruiting and growing a team. I look at it as my employees, and they could go to work anywhere, especially, you know, given situations right now, and, you know, literally everyone is hiring, everyone is looking for people to work. And I think one of the things that I would say in the last 5 years that's really changed my outlook has been getting to know the needs of my employees. That's different than getting to know them. Like, getting to know them is asking them, how are they doing? You know, do they have a family? How many kids do you have? Are you married? All those questions, right? Mm-hmm. We all know mm-hmm. those questions. What kind of hobbies do you have? All that stuff. Getting to know them is different than getting to know what they need. Mm-hmm. And I've changed that in the last 5 years with how, especially really, if I really look back at it in the last 2 years, my industry was, you know, we caused a lot of burnout because, like I said, when I've said plenty of times before, we were the only ones open. You know, you couldn't go anywhere except for grocery stores. And I mean, we were working nonstop, and getting to know, you know, people needed breaks. People needed, you know, I'm not talking like they needed their lunch break and stuff. We were doing that, but I'm talking like they needed a couple days in a row off, you know, and
PTO.
Yeah. And once I started talking to them and getting to understand, you know, there's a difference. You know, I learned that there was a difference between getting to know them and getting to know their needs. And I think this applies.
What are their pain points?
And, yeah. And some of them was, you know, hey, their kids weren't in school and they were trying. I know a lot of you were in that situation too, you know, not just my employees, but a lot of people were in that situation. What do I do? The kids are at home, you know. I can't come to work 40 hours a week because I got the kids are at home. So it was finding solutions to that and, you know, coming up with different types of schedules. And, you know, we did our best. I felt like we really did our best to meet those. And that really changed my mindset in knowing, you know what, it's more than just about knowing my associates. It's really about getting to know their needs. And I think that goes in line with your recruiting because you do really have to know their needs. Like, what are their goals? Where do they want to get to? Not just about their family and things like that. I mean, that's great to know, but I'm just, you know, when you know what their needs are and what their goals are and where they want to go, then you can really, really, whether you know it or not, you can really, really help them a whole lot more than just knowing about them.
I think that that's kind of a great place to end. Like, across the board, whether you're thinking about new potential recruits, whether you're thinking about your existing team, whether you're thinking about your customers and even your followers, people who aren't quite ready to take action with you, it's about knowing what their needs are and focusing on meeting that need. So when you're thinking about what to post, it should be all around meeting a need, educating them around a problem and finding a solution. If you can find solutions for more people, then you're always going to be finding more customers. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this week. We'll see you next time.